Ajahn Chah would often say, patient endurance is the general of practice. You have to be really tough, he said, because this is not a light matter, it's heavy. One legendary episode that figures prominently in the history of the Wat Bapong Sangha is the building of the famous, or notorious, road up to Tamsang Phet. It's a branch monastery, but Ajahn Chah really loved the place. There's about 1,000 acres of forest north of Ubon. Ajahn Anaik, who some people might have met, he came here last year he's one of Ajahn Chah's earlier disciples. Ajahn Anaik's account gives a good idea of the challenges. We went to survey the route for building a road up the hill at Tamsang Phet. The head of the Ubon Highways Department said, if you're really going to go ahead with this, I'll send you a couple of engineers. Well, the engineers lasted 2 or 3 days. They couldn't handle the mamui, which is like poison oak. They said, this size project, you need a large budget. You need explosives, tractors. You can't do it by manpower alone. Lumpa hardly said a word, but after they left, we did our own survey, and then we got down to work. There is very little time to rest. We would start working at 3 in the afternoon and finish at 3 in the morning. Then after a couple of hours' rest, it was time to walk down the hill on Omsron. It's about 5 kilometers down the hill to the nearest village. After the daily meal, most of us would take a short rest, but Lumpa would sit receiving guests until 3, when he would start working with the rest of us. He would hardly even get up from his seat. Even though we were all younger than Lumpa, nobody could keep up with him. We used sledgehammers to break up the large rock, smaller hammers on the fragments, and carried the rocks on our backs in bamboo baskets. Lumpa couldn't do the heaviest work. He was one of the rakers. The villagers brought gunpowder to get rid of some of the larger boulders. People from the highways department came to look, and seeing that we weren't going to give up, occasionally brought up some explosive. It was really tough. It was putting your life on the line. I suffered an internal hemorrhage and bruising in my chest. My chest felt tight. I couldn't breathe properly. I think that was the beginning of my heart complaint. The villagers who volunteered to help gradually drifted away until only the monks and novices remained. Everything had to be done well and quickly. If anyone started to joke or play around, he wouldn't say anything, but he'd immediately walk away. The following day, there would be a Dhamma talk on how to act like a monk, like a Dhamma practitioner. Whatever Lumpa did, he did it with absolute sincerity, and no matter how tired he was, never once did I hear him complain. Mm-hmm.